Have you ever asked yourself the question, what makes a genius? I've often thought about it. I've often pondered over what makes a genius. And as I did, I come up with many wonderful conclusions. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. What makes a genius? Well, genius is a being. Genius is an awareness. Genius is a consciousness that in an area, or in several areas, or in many areas, has tuned in to its original purity and integrity. A genius is a person who has a great interest, and that interest reveals to that genius all of the information that it wants to know about its life, about the world, about things that are going on. And it's a glorious thing. What makes a genius? Well, the genius already exists. In each one of us is a marvelous genius. In each one of us is a universal genius, a genius that knows all things, is all things, and enjoys all things. And the genius is there already. Now, see, that's the wonderful thing. The genius already exists. The genius already is right where we are. The genius is who we are. Now, you take this concept of the genius and you put that to work in your life, in your affairs, in your world, and then you don't believe it or disbelieve it, you just be it. And as you be this genius, then all of the magic of living takes on a new flavor. All of the magic of living takes on a new conceptualization for us. For when we are faced with something, let's see now, it's a simple thing like this here. People come to campus and they say, oh boy, I'd like to drive a tractor, I'd like to drive a tractor. And we have this great big Kubota tractor, and it's a big one. It's a big one. It stands higher than a man's head, and it's wonderful. And everyone likes to get in it and likes to drive it. And they say, can you show me how to drive it? And I say, yes, but I want you to do one thing. I want you to get on this tractor and drive it like a turtle, put it in turtle speed, which means it won't go faster than you can control it, and then drive it only on the level ground. Drive it on the roads that are level. Don't take the precipitous roads going up the side of the mountains or going on twisty, twindy trails around here that we have many meditation paths that are going up and down and hither and yon, but just keep the tractor on the straight and level. And they say, why? And I say, don't ask why. I'm giving you permission to drive the tractor, and that's enough. Just enjoy it. Drive it on the straight and level. But why? Drive it on the straight and level. But why? Don't drive the tractor. I don't want you to drive the tractor. If you have to ask why the rule exists, then you're not ready to play the game. The game has these rules for many simple reasons, but it's not your place to ask why. It's your place just to follow and do it. And because when you follow it and do it, then the genius that's within you will be naturally revealed to you, and it'll be all done to you. First, if I might say this, and I don't say this, first you will gain confidence in driving on the level. You'll gain confidence in controlling the tractor under a slow, easy process. Oh, you'll want to jazz it up, you want to go faster. But no, I want you to feel how the tractor works. It has power steering, it has brakes that are kind of tough to use because they are not power brakes. You got to put your foot down, and you can have one brake on one wheel and one brake on another wheel, and you can have both brakes be connected at the same time, and you can have one lever that you pull down which sets the power to make you continually go along without your foot on the throttle to keep you at a certain speed, or you can push that off and you can use the throttle and step on the throttle on the floor and go forward and back. You can push the lever up and you go back, and pull the lever down, you go forward, and you put the lever in the middle and you're in neutral, and you have another gear which is 1, 2, 3, 4 in reverse, and not reverse, but 1, 2, 3, 4, and it does beautiful things and makes you go faster and slower. Then you have a four-wheel drive and you have a single double-wheel drive, and it just depends on what you want to do. And then you have these levers here that lift up the rear end, and it twists the rear end and slide the rear end, and these levers that lift up the bucket in front and tilt the bucket and dump the bucket and hold the bucket up and hold, and these levers here that, oh my goodness sakes, all these levers. Now, while you're slowly driving along, you can operate these other activities and you can see how they work, and you learn to have control. And after 2 or 3 days of going out for an hour each day and playing on the tractor and driving around, you feel quite confident. And then I say, okay, now you can put it in the rabbit drive. You see, there's a turtle drive and there's a rabbit drive. And so you put in the rabbit drive, and boy, does she go fast. That goes really nice, up 15, 20 miles an hour, maybe more. I have not tried it, but, and there's no speedometer on it, but it's just a odometer, what have you. But the thing is, after doing this for 3 or 4 days, or maybe even a week, you feel very confident. Now, I say to you, you've driven on the straight and level, you have learned those rules, you have learned why those rules are so beneficial. Now, when you drive the tractor up areas, never drive it so that you're going sideways on the hill, unless you really know what you're doing, because it could tip over and right on top of you, and there you'd be scrunched down below. Now, keep it up and always drive at the level that the tractor can remain in control of itself, that it doesn't lose control by tipping over. And it loses control because you lose control, because you don't use the judgment that you have learned when you were driving it slow. And so we had Jerome Suter out here, and Jerome was, 7 years old, 6, 7 years old, and he wanted to drive the tractor. And so we taught him to drive the tractor. I spent a good number of hours with him on the tractor. And then he drove it alone. And he drove it slow. And he drove straight as an arrow. He drove with precision. He drove with genius. He drove with caring. And then he was able to put it into rabbit gear, and he went faster. He did everything exactly like he was expected to do, and I was just so proud of him. I was just so proud. He demonstrated his genius so quickly. It was just wonderful. And when he drove the golf carts, he didn't drive them like everybody else likes to drive, just going like a house afire. He drove smoothly and evenly and perfectly. And as he drove, he showed the genius he had within him. And then we had Ferrara, who came out here, and not Gabriella, that's... I guess that is the name of Ferrara. And he was a young man, about 14, 15. And he wanted to drive the tractor. Well, I taught him how to drive the tractor carefully, spending time with him, showing him all the gears and all the program, and showing him the rules. And he loved the rules. He loved to learn the rules of the game. And he loved to follow them. And he loved to be obedient to them. And as his coup de grace ending note of being here on campus one summer, he did a pattern on our parking lot. It's a dirt parking lot, and it's a large parking lot, hold about 50 cars, and on that parking lot, he drove the tractor with a drag, and then he made patterns on the parking lot, smoothing the dirt so level and so perfect. And when he got done, we all went out to look at the piece of artwork that he had done, and it was just beautiful, just wonderful. He was a genius. He was a genius because he liked the rules. And what's he doing today? Well, he graduated from high school, and he's perhaps going to college too, but what he's doing today, he is a banker. And he's working in one of his father's banks in Switzerland and doing just fantastic. But because he loves the rules, banking business is a natural for him, and he's doing fabulously in it. Many young men have, and girls, Sabrina has come out here and become quite fabulous in her ability to follow the rules too. Many people have come to campus and they didn't understand what they were being taught as they were taught how to run the tractor or how to drive the golf carts or how to work on the paths or how to do the various things that we do here on campus. But those who followed the rules, those who chose to follow whatever was asked of them without questioning, they were the ones most ready to reveal the genius within them, the magic that was within them, and let it go. Now, we've had some adults out here too, and the adults wanted to run the tractor and they wanted to do this, but most of the time when they got older, they wanted to show off. They wanted to show how quickly they could do things and how wonderfully they could do it. And yet you looked at the children who were learning the rules and were learning and playing the game by the rules. They were magic at work. They were what makes up a genius. The older ones, the show-offs, they were not gaining the benefit that they could from learning how to reveal the genius within them. They were just learning how to be, you might say, silly. But perhaps we all are like that from time to time. And when we slow down and learn the rules of the game, then we show what makes a genius. A genius is one who intuitively knows the rules of the game, lives by the rules of the game, and lets the rules of the game allow him or her to be and do anything they want to do. Can the same be said of me and you? Oh, you bet. I know I do this as much as I can. What makes a genius? A genius is one who is the allness and doesn't flaunt it, just is it, and shares it beautifully. That's you. That's me. That's who we are. And isn't that wonderful? I tell you, that's a wonderful thing to do, a wonderful experience to be in, and a wonderful world to live in. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.